Hey, Jana, can you hear me?
I can loud and clear.
Perfect.
Even last year.
Okay. You're going to admit them? I don't have to, right? Okay, perfect. All right, so good afternoon, everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Angela. I work in the IT department here on the Timmins campus. I'm here today with my colleague Trish Rancor, who also works in IT, and Jana Duval, who heads up the lead department in she works out of Haileybury. So today's session is going to be about Blackboard Ultra Gradebook, and we're going to have a look at what the gradebook is, how you can manipulate it, how you calculate your students' overall grade, and just to get you a little bit more comfortable with navigating through things in there and get you set up for your semester. As always, if you have questions as we're going through the training, please don't be shy. Unmute yourself, ask the question, put it in the chat if you'd prefer to have that. One of my colleagues will keep me on task with that chat area. And make sure that we address any of the questions that come in through there. So I'm just going to start by sharing my screen and we're going to dive right in. I do suspect that this will be a rather full hour. If you get a little lost, if you need me to slow down, please just let me know. So everyone can see my screen here. So in Blackboard Ultra, instead of it being called the Grade Center, it's now called the Gradebook. Okay, and it's this tab up here at the top. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the differences between original and ultra, but when you first come into this grade area, by default, you are presented with this list view. So all of these items in this list view are assessments that live within this course. So whether that be in a test or an assignment or a graded discussion board or survey or whatever, it's all in this area. The only thing that's not coming from an assessment in your course is this overall grade column, and that's where you're actually going to go to calculate your students' final results. In this area as well, you have the name of your assessment on the left-hand side. The next column is your category. So this is telling you what category this assessment is attached to, and that's really important when we get to the overall grade area. And I'll show you why when we get there. And then it also, if there's a due date listed for that assessment, it tells you what the due date is. Underneath grading status, it lets you know whether or not you have assessments sitting there waiting to be graded. If they're all graded, it'll say all graded. Something unique to Ultra that we didn't have in original is this posting your grades. So in Ultra, when your students are submitting assignments and you go and you grade them, you still have to post them. It's sort of one extra step. But what this allows you to do then is sort of go through and mark all of your students' assessments prior to releasing their grades so that student A doesn't get their grade and 20 minutes later, student B gets their grade. And by then, student C is calling saying, "How come student A and B have their grades and I don't have mine?" So if you just don't post until the end when you're all done marking and then you post everybody at once, it's just one click and then it'll put those grades into their grade center. Additionally, by not posting their grades, it's effectively hiding that result from the students in the grade center. So in original, you could go in and hide the column. Here, you're not hiding the column, you're just not posting the grades. So they'll still see the column for that assessment, they just won't see what they got for it. In this area, you can switch between this list view, which is the one I tend to prefer, to a grid view, which is, I find, what most faculty seem to prefer. This grid view gives you sort of the same information, but additionally, it also gives you your students' marks for each of those assessments right on this window. So here's all of my assessments across the top, and then anywhere where a student has submitted something, it lets me know what they got on that assessment. Just going to pop back to this view for a second. In this particular view, and this is sort of unique to Ultra, if you have an exception that you want to put in for a student for a test or an assignment, like so, for example, everybody's taking a test on March 1st at 3 p.m., but Angela can't take that test until March 2nd at 3 p.m. for some reason, then this is where you go to add those exceptions in for that assessment. So if it's this equine care test, I click on the three dots beside the test name. Oh, sorry. I go in. Sorry. I click on the name of the test to go into that test. Once I'm in there, I find the student that's going to have the exception. So I'll do test student in this case. I click on the three dots beside test student and I can choose add or edit exceptions. When I go to this area, it allows me to change the due date on this assessment for this student. And then it also allows me to change the date and time that this assessment will show to that particular student. I also have the option to allow the student more than one attempt if that's something that I need to do. Okay, so that's set in the gradebook area. The other thing that is set in the gradebook area, and for this one, you go under the Students tab, is accommodations for your students. So if your student is registered with accessibility and they get to have time and a half for any of their tests, no longer are you setting that individually test by test. You're going to do it globally right in the gradebook area by coming in, clicking on students. I'll do it for test student. You click on this three dots on the right, and I choose accommodations. When I set it here, so most likely be a time limit accommodation. This kind of, I find the wording on this one a little bit weird, but just keep this in mind. If your student is allowed time and a half for their tests, then what you're putting in here is 50%. So this is the extra amount of time that they get. So they get 50% more time than anyone else. If they get double the time, then the percentage that goes here would be 100%, because they get 100% more time than anything else. Once I'm done, I hit save. And then you'll notice now on my test student, I have this little purple flag. It also lives up here on Trish. This purple flag now tells me visually really quickly when I come into the grade center that that student has an accommodation, whether it's a due date accommodation or a time limit accommodation, set for any assessments that I do. So that's just a nice quick way to sort of tell myself, hey, this is what's going on for that student. You'll notice in my gradebook area, some of my assessments are red and some of them are black. So the difference here is anything that gets created in your course, by default, it comes into your gradebook as a black column. But if my due date, I set a due date for this item, and someone hasn't submitted something to me by that due date for that assessment, it will turn that item red. And that's just to quickly let you know, hey, we've passed the due date on this, and in this case, there's two missing for this assignment. So two people didn't hand this in. So that's just visually a little quick reminder for you. You may want to go ahead and find out who didn't submit it. You would click on the students. And then if you could go into each individual student to see who, like what they have submitted. So I could quickly message the student from here to say, hey, you didn't submit this. You're now late. Please get it in as soon as possible. You could also go back to this gradable items. And if you just wanted to deal with this one assignment, you click into the assignment. And then you can view the students here and message them from here. Okay, so that's why something would turn red.
Note when you are there under the students, and you can filter. If you had a big class, you could just look at all the students. Oh, wrong spot.
Nope, sorry, here.
Into the course. Like that.
Go
In
into the assignment
here.
where you are. Yeah. And then under there, under grading status. So you could sort under grading status. And if you had nothing to grade, so nobody submitted, nothing to grade, all the students who didn't submit would show up and you could message them. So after you filter, you could put send message and it message all the students with nothing to grade at the same time.
Smart, that's helpful.
Yeah, it's really a little sweet, actually.
Okay, so that's that view. And then you'll notice a couple of my columns have a line through it. So that's indicating that this column is completely 100% hidden from the students. And at no point, even if you go and you post grades, will they ever be able to see anything that's in that column. You can't, for the most part, any column that's been created automatically when you created an assessment in your course, you can't hide from the grade center. There is nowhere here to go and tell it to hide this column. These columns end up hidden because in this course content area, when you create the assessment and you go to release conditions, okay, so I'm going to open up that release conditions. And I know that this is very opposite of what we do in original, but just so you know, when you go to your release conditions and you scroll on down and you say set additional conditions, and you say, well, I want to show this link, in this case on January 10th at 12:51 p.m. In original, if we didn't want the students to have access to this after, a couple of hours or whatever, then I would say hide after and I would put a date here. Just know that if you do that, in Ultra, how it handles this is it says, no problem. On the 12th of January at 12 a.m. in the morning, this student will no longer see this link, but it also hides the corresponding column in your gradebook. And the only way for the students to see the results in the gradebook is for you to come and remove this. So leave this hide after off and manage those submissions with your due date. And that's something that we can circle back to at the end if we have time, because that's really kind of outside the grade book. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. Okay, so also in here, if I wanted to manually create a column, just like an original, I can absolutely do that. So if I'm creating a column for some type of assessment that's not going to live within Blackboard, so if it's a participation mark, or it's they've done a lab, or you've done a field trip and you wanted to grade them on, their professionalism or whatever, you just click on this plus button and you're going to choose add item. Okay. And then when you add it, you have to name it. You have to say whether or not it should be visible to the students. Any of these manually created columns, you can make visible or invisible from the gradebook, but anything else that's attached to an assessment, you don't have that control. Then you can put a due date, whether or not it's going to be a points or a percentage or a complete incomplete. Okay, we don't use letter grades here, so don't use that one. And keep in mind, whatever you have here, if this is a percentage that you're showing to the students, when you're entering their grades, you must put it in as a percentage. You can't put it in as a point because it'll pick it up as a percentage. If you have this as points, then you must put it in as points, not as a percentage. Okay, and then it's because you're creating something, it's going to want to know what grade category it goes into. And that's important when we get into the overall grade column, because it Blackboard Ultra organizes everything by categories. When you're done, you just hit save. And it's now created this new item that I left hidden from students. If you, in order to manage this gradebook area, if you want to do things alphabetically, if you want to move stuff around based on when in the semester that they did the item, you can go on the right and just grab these two-headed arrows, click and hold it down, and move it wherever you want. Okay, so I'm going to put my overall grade at the very top, and I'm going to move this new item down here somewhere. Okay, and as soon as I let go, then it just drops that item into that location. So from here, I'd like to just take a quick, well, not a quick minute, a lot of minutes actually, to go into the overall grade area, because this is super, super important. And one of the not so nice things that Blackboard Ultra does that I'm not a big fan of is it automatically formats this column and starts giving your students grades even when you've never looked at it and you've never done any formatting in here. So it's really important that you go in here as soon as possible when you start your course, and initially probably hide it from the students until you get things organized. And then at least when you're giving them results and grades, it's accurate. So to go into here, if you're in this window, you just click on it. And then once you, sorry, I'm a little bit slow. Oh my good golly. From here, if this is the window that you're presented with, you're going to click on calculation details. If you're in that other grid view, you'll still see the overall grade column there. You just click on it and then you choose edit, and it'll bring you to this window. So first things first, when you first come to this area, the first thing I want you to do is go over here and check to see whether or not this is showing to your students, and if in fact that is what you want. This is the only column that you have this option over to show or to not show. So if you are, if it's your first time in here and it's not set up, go ahead and take that off so that they're not seeing incorrect information, and then hit save at the bottom. That will effectively then remove that overall grade from their My Grades area so that they're not seeing something that's inaccurate. The other thing that you should check is to make sure that your overall grade is being shown as a percentage, because that's most relevant for the students. That's what they're expecting to see. Again, there's letter options, but we don't do that, or you can have points or complete or incomplete. But because this is a final grade, you're going to want to leave that at percentage. This top one here, I want to talk about it quickly. The default is for the check mark to be on. 99% of our faculty prefer this option. But just so that you know what this means, with this check mark set to on, it functions like running total set to yes in Blackboard Original. So what that means is if it's the very beginning of the semester, your students have only submitted one assignment, it's going to calculate an overall final grade based on that one thing that they've submitted. So if I got 100% on assignment one, my overall final grade will be 100% because it's only got one thing to go off of and it just sort of ignores everything else. As the semester progresses and I start submitting more things, then it starts doing those calculations and averaging everything, and it gives me a grade based only on the things that I've submitted. If I turn this off, what it does then is it says, no problem. What we're going to do now is, let's say there's 10 assessments in your course for the entire year, and I've only submitted the first one that I got 100% on. It says, all right, I'm going to take that 100%. I'm going to assign a value of zero to every other assessment because there's nothing there, but I'm going to give you a zero. So now suddenly my overall grade went from 100% for the semester to 10% for the semester, assuming everything was weighted equally. Because it says, no problem, here's your 100%. It's weighted at 10%, but this is weighted at 10%, this is weighted at 10%, and I've got zeros for everything. So we do have the odd faculty member that prefers that because as the semester goes on, those grades will increase. So before the final exam, students know I'm currently sitting at a 52%. I must get 8% on my final exam in order to get a 60 in the course and pass. But a lot of our faculty prefer not to have that, and they would leave this selected so that you're getting a more realistic view of your current grade. So currently you're sitting at 80% in the class. So assuming that your final exam you still do well on, that will roughly be where you're going to land. Okay. Any questions about that particularly? Because I know it can be a little bit of a handful. So the huge, huge big way that Ultra differs from Original is how they handle the items in their overall grade area or in their weighted total area, which is what it was called in Original. You used to have the ability to take individual assessments and weight individual assessments. So if your final exam was worth 50%, your quiz one was worth 2%, your quiz five was worth 10%, and you would assign values to those individual items. In Ultra, by default, Blackboard says every single assessment must be attached to a category. And we're going to weight those categories. It's just going to guess at the beginning of the year. You're going to come in here and there's going to be a bunch of values for things that make no sense, but it needs it to add up to 100%. So it takes all of these categories that it automatically creates and it assigns values to them. And then makes this equal 100%, which is where those untrue sort of grades for your students come from, because it's not how you're setting it up. So you really need to come in here and make sure you take the time to manage it and get this sort of set up according to your course outline as quickly as you can. So let's start with something a little bit more manageable. So this is my assignment category here. You can see underneath here, I have two items sitting in this category. Those items get assigned to this assignment category when you're creating that content in your course. When you're going through those settings for that item that you're creating, somewhere in there is the option that says, what category is this assessment assigned to? If you don't choose anything, by default, it chooses something for you. So if you're creating an assignment, it automatically puts it in the assignment category. Okay, so just know that even if you didn't pick something, it picked it for you.
Note
So,
that the sorry, Angela.
yep.
Note that the categories that are listed here are not the categories that you have to have. If you do labs and it's not listed here, you can create a lab category.
Yes, and I'm going to show you once we get through this where you can go to create those new categories. Unfortunately, you can't edit or delete or anything the I think it's eight categories that Blackboard creates for you, these eight that you see here. Those are non-negotiable, but you don't have to use them, but they're going to live there. Okay, but you can also create new ones. So this assignment category has two items in it. So if I want to see what's inside here, I'm going to click this down arrow on the right. And that's going to show me the two assignments that live currently in this category. According to how this is set up, this assignment category as a whole is valued at 27.5% of their overall total. So as the semester goes on, if I continue to create assignments and I leave them attached to the assignment category, they're going to continue to get put in here, but it's still an overall value of 27.5% of their overall grade for the end of the year. So this is where you need to come in and manage this to say, wait a minute, maybe that's not accurate. Maybe I don't want an average of 5 assignments or 10 assignments. Maybe I need things to be individual per assignment. So a couple of things you need to do. First of all, at the beginning here, you're going to notice these lock buttons, or they're going to be unlocked like these things. When it's locked, this value doesn't get changed, okay? You can't change that. If I change another value, it isn't going to automatically update this value to make sure that this bottom value stays at 100% because it's locked. So if I've changed my mind and this assignment category is no longer worth 27.5%, I click on the lock button to unlock it. And now I can go ahead and change this value. But you'll notice as soon as I did that, Blackboard got a little bit miffy with me and said, no problem. If that's going to equal 50, you got to change something else because now we're at 122.5 and that's not allowed. So if I were to unlock this attendance category, let me do that first. And then I go back here and I change this to 60%. Because it was unlocked, it automatically reduces that to 5%. So it's happy and it equals 100. So when you're done with these, if you're sticking with your categories and that's how you're going to calculate your overall total, just make sure when you're done and you don't want this percentage to change that you lock it up. And then it will stay 60 no matter what you do to anything else. The other thing that you can do because they give you a bunch of categories that may not mean anything for you, for example, this homework category. Let's say I'm going to have nothing in here, I'm not using that. What I can do, and what I already did, but what I can do in this area is because it will automatically be assigned a value, instead of clicking here and highlighting and deleting and putting in zero, I can simply click on this exclude circle and it automatically zeros that out. So it will never be counted in the overall grade. That can super easily be undone just by clicking on it again. But if I'm sure I'm not going to use it, I can just zero it out and we're done. If, for example, let's unfortunately look at this test item. So I got a little crazy in this course. There's 88 items in here. Okay, you wouldn't have that many. But if I click this down arrow, that's going to show me every single thing that lives in this test category. So in a perfect world, all of that would be 25% of their overall grade, but rarely does that happen. Oftentimes, your final exams are worth more than your quizzes. Quiz 2 might be worth more than quiz 5. So, if that's the case, because you don't have any options to manage the overall percentage when you're attaching it to a category, you actually have to pull out those questions from this area and weight them individually. So, if quiz number 1, I didn't want to be part of this 25%. I'm going to click on this unlink button, and it's going to pull quiz number 1 out of the test category, and it's going to say, no problem. What weight do you want to give it then? And it's unlocked and it's ready for me to put a value in here. Okay, so you may find that you have to do that. Let's say you have 8 tests in your course, you may have to pull out all 8 tests and weight them individually because that's kind of what we're used to in original. And you can quickly do that just by clicking the links and it pulls them out. And then, if you realized, oh, I made a mistake, I didn't want to take that one out, I want to leave that one in under the category, you just click the link button and it pops it back in under that area. Something to note that I never really thought was a big deal until we actually did the math one day. When you're creating your overall value based on a category, let's say, for example, this is worth 25%. And for the ease of my math abilities today, let's say I have 5 tests in this area. Please don't look at this and say, well, it's worth 25% overall. There's 5 tests in there, so each test is worth 5%. That's actually not how it works. And it's a small difference, but it makes a difference. So what Blackboard does is it says, no problem, you've got 5 tests and they're worth 25% in total. So what it does is it goes into that category and it says, we're going to add up all of the denominators. So if let's just say each test was out of 10, so that gives me a value of 50. And then it's going to add up all of the top numbers. So if I got 5 on every single test, but I didn't hand one in, then I would have 20 out of 50. Then it takes that value and it says, no problem. So with that value, we're going to assign that a weight of 25% of your overall mark. So it doesn't actually say test one is worth 5, test two is worth 5, test three is worth 5, test four is worth 5%, and test five is worth 5%. It just says we're going to average everything together and we're going to weight that a total average of 25%. So, like I said, it's not a huge difference, but it actually makes a difference, as we learned in someone else's course. So just keep that in mind. If it's really important for you that that test be equal to 5%, I would encourage you to pull it out of this area and weight it individually. Once you're all done and you think you're happy and you've got what you want and everything adds up to 100, you can go ahead down here on the bottom and click Save. Now that I've done that, if I want to show this to my students, I can turn that back on. And when I get out of this area, if I go into this, well, first of all, if I go to the grid view, I'm going to see the student's overall grade here. And if I go to the students tab, I'll see the student's name and their overall grade here. Watch what happens to this overall grade when I go and I change that check mark from on to off with respect to the calculations for what's been submitted. So if I go here and I take this calculation off and I save that, suddenly I no longer have 100%, or Trish no longer has 100% in the course. She's now down to 1.65. And that's because it's assigning a value of 0 to every single thing she hasn't yet done. So really important, if you leave that on, is to just make sure that if you have in fact an assignment that someone did not submit, you need to make sure you go in and give them a value of 0 for that assignment. Because if you don't, it sort of just skips over it. And then they won't get a true reflection of their grade. They're going to end up with a higher score than they should have. Any questions about that overall grade before we continue?
You wanted to talk lock, unlock, and exclude.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, I didn't hear
Yeah.
exclude. Sorry.
Okay. From a UDL perspective, once you have a deadline and you've graded your assignments, putting a zero in so students know where they stand is very useful. So, make sure those squares are filled with something.
So in this grid view here, it's really easy to see how you would do that. Again, you would just click here and you would just assign this student a value of 0 and hit enter. And now suddenly they see when they go into their My Grades area, they're going to see that they actually got a 0 for that grade. So they're not sitting there wondering if you're just late marking something. They know that they got a 0.
Patricia has a question. Hamilton.
Oh, okay, yeah, Pat.
Oh, hi. So,
Hi.
hi. This is what I think happens. So, I've created a column and I've hidden it from the students and I've marked all my tests and I put them all in. And then, as soon as I hit like post the grades, that then the overall grade is going to change, but the students still can't see that test column until I release it. So, if they're good with their numbers, they probably have a fair idea how well they did on that test anyway, right? So
Yeah.
sometimes that's really important, especially when we're getting towards the end of the semester. And sometimes, well, maybe not so much because we're going to release that column to them very shortly anyway. Maybe I've just, got one little piece to do. So I just thought I'd bring that to people's attention.
Yeah, perfect. And I actually I hadn't thought to mention that, but you're right. If you hide that test column, for example, if they can still see their overall grade, even if you don't post the marks, it still adjusts that overall grade. So just know that that still happened, even if you didn't post the marks for that assessment. So thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
In the grade area as well, you can still download the Grade Center. So if you want to download it because you are a person that likes to see stuff on paper, or you're going to the cottage to work for the weekend and you just want to take this stuff with you can certainly do that. You just click on that area. You tell it what you want to download. Do you want the full grade book? If you want the full grade book, do you just want the overall grade column, or do you want like specific grade columns? And then just leave it as tab separated. That'll give you an Excel file. And when you're done, you can just hit download. And then you'd have like an Excel spreadsheet that you could have a look at and work in. Sometimes that's nicer if you're when you're transferring things over to Faculty Connect for their overall grade at the end of the year. Additionally, you have a settings wheel inside your Grade Center, so it's always on that right-hand side. And when you come in here, there's a few things that you can manage. So your grade schemas, as long as you're showing as a percentage, I would just sort of encourage you to just leave that one alone. It's basically just assigning a percent value to a letter grade, but we don't use letter grade, so we don't need to worry about that. Student performance. One of the nice things is you can ask Blackboard to notify you and to give you an update on if a student has been inactive for a number of days. So this is really handy if you have a big class and you're maybe not noticing that someone isn't like going in and participating. You can enter a number of days here, so one day, 5 days, whatever you want to see, and it's going to send a notification to you to let you know, hey, Trish Frankor hasn't been in class or hasn't been active in your Blackboard course for this many days. The other thing that you can also do is enter in an average overall grade. So if I want to see a notification anytime my students' grades hit 50%, I can put 50% in there and it'll send me a notification that says, hey, Trish Frankor only is sitting at 50% after her last assessment. And then that might be a good opportunity to reach out to that student and say, is there anything I can do to help? Are you struggling? Have you read over the stuff? You know, whatever, however you want to handle that. From here, as well as from another area, you can also view course activity. I'll show you in the other area, but just know that you can get to it from here. And then you can also send alerts to students based on these settings. So you can send an alert directly to the student automatically that says, hey, your grade just reached 50%. You might want to like put in a little bit more effort or whatever it is that says, or you've been absent for this many days. You might want to make sure that you log in and check your work. You can also assign automatic zeros. So with that check mark left on, remember I said you needed to go in and put zeros in for everywhere. So if you wanted an automatic zero to be posted and the second that an assignment is past its due date, you could select that here. So if the due date is January 10th at 8 p.m. and Trish doesn't submit anything until January 10th at 9 p.m., then at 8 p.m. she gets a zero. That may or may not be desirable, but it's an option. And then your overall grade, this you can go from here to the overall grade center where we just went to manage those settings. And then this area is where you create those categories that Jana was talking about earlier. So like I said, you get by default all of these categories, whether you like it or not, but you can go here and you can add a new one and you can thank you. We'll call that one labs. Okay. So now, if I've got this lab category and I want to start putting things in there, but they're already assigned to another category, it's simply a matter of going back into my course content area and reassigning those. I'll show you that in a second. The other thing is, this is where your course rubrics live. So in original, you access those rubrics when you went into the assessment and then you went there and you attached it. In here, you can create extra rubrics right from within the gradebook. And this is also where you can see the rubrics that you have and you can edit those. When I'm done, I'm just going to click the close button. So I want to just go show you how to change a category for an assignment. So I just created that lab category. So I'm going to go into my course content area and let's say this test that I created, I want to reassign to the lab category. I simply click on the test and on the right-hand side, it tells me what category it's assigned to. And I click test. Well, in this case, it was assigned to the test category. And then I click the down arrow and I choose labs. And that's all there is to it. So now when I go back to my gradebook and I go back to my overall grade, you will see that I now have this lab category right here and it has one item in it. And when I click the down arrow, there's my new test in that one area. Keep in mind now, I've got to give that a percent value because it's worth zero. Okay, so it's pulled it out of the test category, which is where it was, and it's stuck it into this new one. Any questions, gang? From this particular view, there's also a filter. So if you wanted to click on the filter button and you wanted to filter this view by student's first name or last name or by groups that you've created or whatever, or certain assessments that you wanted to see, you have that option. This is not an option in the other list view, but you have it here. Okay.
And there's no student ID.
Yeah, so unfortunately, in Blackboard Ultra, at this point, there is no option for faculty to see the student ID. So when you come into the student area, you see the student's full name. Sorry, you'll see their ID, like their username, like Frank or P, but you don't get to see their student number. Blackboard is working on a fix for that because everyone is quite annoyed, especially in like a lot more often now with all of our international students. We have a lot of international students that have the exact same first name and last name, and our faculty are calling saying, I don't know how I'm supposed to know who's who here because there's no student number. So yes, do check their username because that will be unique to them as well. But just know that we're aware of it. All of the colleges and university have put a complaint into Blackboard, and they're working on a lot getting that put in there. As it stands right now, admins have access to the student number, but not faculty. So they are working on that. Any questions, guys? Super clear as mud. All good to go.
Assignment notes. You and
Oh,
Jana?
yes. Jana, you wanted to talk about the assignment notes, my dear.
Yes, now I have to remember how to do them. We need to
I
find
have
something.
something here to grade. Hang on, is this a
You have
test?
something. There we go. I was gonna. Is there something here to grade somewhere?
Oh, no, there's nothing in there.
There's nothing in there.
I think there's probably nothing in this
Oh,
course.
there was. Go to your grade book.
I'm in my grade
In
book.
the grid view, in the grid view.
Oh, in the grid view, the awful view that I don't like.
Yeah, and there, let's use that
One.
45 one. Yeah. So, yeah, view. Okay, so if we go on the right-hand side and use the pop-out, and we scroll down, is there an overall feedback in that pop-out?
There's one right here. Enter your feedback.
Oh, click the drop down, the toggle. Okay, so it might not be in this one. Okay, we're going to ignore this whole thing at the moment. So we'll figure it out. There is a place where you can put comments on particular student comments that students don't see, and we'll find that. And that might be it. If you could click that plus overall feedback above it.
Oh, here?
Yeah. Nope, that's not where
Oh,
it is.
that's just an
Okay,
icon
so
for
we'll have
feedback.
to figure out where that is. And it might only occur when you have a rubric attached. That might be the issue.
Oh, okay.
It probably only occurs when you have a rubric attached, and then there's a place where you can make comments just as an instructor on why they received the grade they received.
Yeah, so it's not something that the student would see, but it's something that you would put in there for you so that if you're looking back on it later, if a student's asking for, why did I get this or whatever, you can go look and say, oh, yeah, this is where my head was at when I marked this. This is why you got the mark you got or whatever you wanted to enter in there.
That be it.
In Ultra, like in Original, you can still override the grade that you put so that you could do this from this area by going up here and clicking on it and adding in the new mark. You can also do that from this area here just by clicking here and changing the grade. Okay. So just like it happened in Original, you can still do the same thing in Ultra.
Okay, any questions for any of us?
This quiet group. No, we're good. So the one thing I was really concerned about moving into this semester and definitely going into September is the fact that that overall grade gets automatically formatted and automatically starts giving out marks. So tell everyone that you work with, every faculty member that you come across the minute that they start working at Ultra to go in and have a look at that and edit that. Obviously, if they're not sure how, they can reach out. They can refer to this recording that will be posted on the lead site, but it's super important that that gets done. There is no way for us to turn that off. And we don't want to mislead our students, especially at the beginning of the semester when they think they maybe are doing great and maybe they're not, or vice versa, right? They might be panicking, thinking, oh my God, I'm not doing very well. And it could just be a matter of you having to go in and format that area.
Pat.
I have a little question about the best way to do something. So, looking at the screen we see now, say for example, okay, Trish missed out on doing the your first assignment column, and the due date's come and gone, and she comes back from illness. I don't know, I'm just making this up, right? Of course, and we want to give her a chance to do the online assessment assignment. How do I open it just for her and not everybody else, please?
For sure. So from this area, if you click on her name, That's going to bring up all of the assessments under her name. So if I wanted to give her a crack at doing this equine care test because she was away that day or whatever, I simply go over on the right-hand side and click those three dots and I add or edit exceptions. Once I go in there, I can give her a new due date. So, holy October. I'm going to say that this is now due on Thursday, February the 1st at 12 in the morning. And I'm going to show that link to her whatever time I want to show it. And when I'm done, I hit save. This will now open that link just for Trish. And it will allow her to take that test and submit it by that February 1st deadline. And it'll be just for her. Does that answer your question? Perfect. Okay. Any other questions? Don't forget in here, once you're in the student, you've drilled down into the student and you see all of these columns underneath that particular student. There's also a progress option. So if you click on that and you've turned on progress tracking in your course, you'll get to see if she's opened something, not opened something, started something, whatever. You also have access to your notes view in here. So any of those internal notes that you wanted to make about that student to sort of help you navigate, you have access to that in here. From this screen as well, you also have access to the student activity link. So when I click on this link, it's going to give me an overall look at how much time Trish spends and which day she spends in the course. So if she's struggling, you can come in here and have a look and say, okay, well, she's spending a lot of time in this course. I can see that she's really trying. So, you know, I'm going to go out of my way to try and make this a little bit better for her. I can change this to a graph view as well. And then I can download this information also. So there's that option available. And then again, I can review her accommodations in here. So I can see that purple flag on her name. I know she has accommodations, but if you wanted to check to see what those were, you can just click on it from here and see what she's got set up. And then additionally, if I wanted to message her from this window, so I'm in here, I'm looking at her, I can see that she's kind of having a hard time. I can click on send message and I can quickly type something up and say, hey, why don't you pop by and see me on Wednesday when we're at the college? I'll set aside some time for you and we'll chat.
Victoria, question.
Okay, Victoria?
No, it says, can you please show how to resolve a saved draft?
Oh, Jesus, Victoria, I want to have a really nice answer for you. I do not. So unfortunately, in Ultra, when students go to submit an assessment, they get, there's two buttons. So they go and they upload the assignment, for example, and they attach it, and then down at the bottom, there's two options. One says save as draft, and one says submit. If the students have hit save as draft, it's going to show, I don't know how it shows on this window, because I'm sorry, I never go there, but in this view, when you go into the students for that particular item, it's going to say save as draft here. Sadly, there is absolutely no way for a faculty member to go and take that and say submit it. The only thing that you can do is go back to the student and say, hey, you didn't actually submit something, you just saved it as a draft. The one thing I can tell you to do is to tell all of your students in Ultra, when they submit something, a test or an assignment, they will get a window that pops up with a confirmation number. Unless they have that confirmation number, unless they get that message, assume it's not been submitted. They will get that message with a confirmation number 100% of the time. So as long as they've gotten that, then you'll have their assessment. But if they didn't get that, caution them to go back and have a look to make sure they didn't just hit save and they actually hit submit. Yep.
So if they get a confirmation number, but with LTIs, do they get a confirmation number?
No.
The other day?
No.
With LTI, no.
Yeah.
No.
So that's what I wanted to make sure you say that.
Okay. All right, Angela, explain that one.
So if you've created an assignment that pulls you outside of Blackboard, I hate talking about this because it just makes me cranky, but I know it happens and it's for good reason and all that good stuff. But if you've done it, let's say you've created a copy leaks assignment that's pulled you outside of Blackboard, then that's using what we call an LTI and it takes you out of Blackboard, and then not the same rules apply to those things as what applies to the stuff you create within Blackboard and keep within Blackboard. Yeah, so just know that if you're using any LTIs like Cengage, McGraw-Hill, all that kind of stuff, then the rules are a little bit different for those. And there's a little bit less, less of this high level sort of tracking because it's popped you out of Blackboard, and then Blackboard is like, well, you're out of Blackboard now, so I got nothing to say on it.
Just to note that, your grade book, I guess your overall grade should match your CSI. So whatever your CSI looks like should be a match to your overall grade. And if you're not sure if it is, call Angela.
Yep, call me, send me an email. Yep, absolutely. And as I always say, probably a million times in the week, I'd much rather you call me and ask me a quick question. And even if, please don't feel stupid. You don't know how many calls I get that they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I can't figure it out. I'd rather you call and ask than for you to wait until you're so frustrated that by the time you call me, there's like some swear words and there's yelling and there's like, oh my God, and I've spent 3 hours on this. Don't do that. Just call or email, and I'll just answer you really quickly, and we can get you on the road. And there's absolutely no need for you to be feel frustrated. I'd rather hear from you 10 times a week than once with you being angry, because nobody likes to get to that point. We all know. I've been there. It's not good. Any other questions? No? Perfect. So I'm going to let you get back to your stuff for today. This video recording will be available on the Lead site. So if there's anything that you want to review, you can absolutely go back through it and review it. And then if you just want to shoot me an email at some point to ask additional questions, you can do that as well. Like I said, starting in September, everyone's course 100% will be created in Ultra. So I don't want you to panic when you come back in September. If all of your courses are Ultra-based, that's how it's supposed to be. And if there's, we'll absolutely continue to do training as we go throughout this semester. We're doing more onboarding for Ultra training again in the winter break in February, and then as well in the spring and again in August. So lots of opportunity to learn whatever it is you need to learn. And as always, shout if you need anything, okay? Thank you for your time, guys. Have a good day.